In the following piece of prose, Ruth Bebermeyer contrasts static and process language and also illustrates the difference between evaluation and observation. This is what she says. I've never seen a lazy man. I've seen a man who never ran while I watched him. And I've seen a man who sometimes slept between lunch and dinner, and who'd stay at home upon a rainy day. But he was not a lazy man. So before you call me crazy, think, was he a lazy man, or did he just do things that we may label as being lazy? I've never seen a stupid child. I've seen a child who sometimes did things I didn't understand, or did things in ways I hadn't planned. I've seen a child who hadn't seen the places where I have been. But she was not a stupid child. Therefore, before you call her stupid, think, was she a stupid child, or did she just know different things than you did? I've looked as hard as I can look, but I've never seen a cook. I saw a person who combined ingredients on which we dined, a person who turned on the heat and watched the stove that cooked the meat. I saw those things, but not a cook. Tell me, when you're looking, is it a cook you see, or is it someone doing things that we call cooking? What some of us call lazy, some call tired or easygoing. What some of us call stupid, some just call a different knowing. So I've come to the conclusion, and it will save us all confusion, if we don't mix up what we can see with what is our opinion. So this shows us that while the effects of negative labels such as lazy or stupid may be more obvious, even a positive or apparently neutral label such as cook can limit our perception of the totality of another person's being. They are not just a cook. They are a full human being who happens to be cooking.